44. Perversely difficult. Minus Flynn, the peripheral seemed to occupy less space. It was seated where she'd sat earlier, looking at Lev, where he leaned on the edge of the desk.
Things went well,
he said, looking from Netherton to Ash, who was seated in the other armchair.
She's quite something, isn't she? I'd spoken with Lobeer earlier, Netherton said, and she'd agreed that a little time outside might be a good idea.
Actually, this had been Lobeer's suggestion, but Flynn's visit had gone so well that he felt he deserved some credit. Flynn herself had insisted on going out, for that matter, but it had been Netherton, happening to glance in the direction of Ash's vase of flowers, who'd suggested the garden. Then they'd found Lev in the garden with Gordon and Tiana, out to distribute their expensively modified DNA among the hostas.
Yes, said Lev, giving him a look. Lobeer phoned me as you were on the way up.
She'll be back, said Ash.
Lobeer? Netherton asked.
Your Pult girl. We do have her attention, though she isn't going to do just anything we suggest. She was looking at Netherton.
Indeed.
You're supposed to be good at manipulating people, Ash said. Frankly, I've never been able to see it.
I have my moments, said Netherton. Results aren't always replicable. Actually, I've noticed that you're rather good at it yourself.
Stop it, said Lev. Ash is a bit more of a generalist, while you're highly specialized. I'm quite satisfied with that.
My difficulty, said Netherton, is a lack of context. Until you tell me what Lobeer wants done, what she intends to do, I've nothing to work with.
What did she tell you when she phoned?
Asked Lev.
I told her that I thought it was best to tell Flynn that this isn't a game. She agreed that I should begin to explain the stub to the extent that I understand it, which, I gather, really isn't that much less than your own understanding. Is it true that you've no idea what or where the server is?
None, said Lev. We assume it's in China, or is in any case Chinese, but that's assumption only. Someone has a device that sends and receives information to and from the past. The act of doing so, initially, generates continua. Unless those continua are already there, some literally infinite number of them. But that's academic. It's massively encrypted, whatever it is. It took Ash and Ossian months to find their way in, even with the willing help of several experienced enthusiasts.
Perversely difficult, said Ash.
But,
asked Netherton, with no real expectation of a meaningful answer,
what does Lobeer want?
To learn what happened to Aelita and why, Lev said, and who was responsible.
If your taste runs to perverse difficulty, Netherton said, getting that out of Daedra and her cohort, assuming they know, should provide it. But that's not something I want any part of.
Lev looked at him then, and he didn't like it.